Good morning, I'm Mitch Wortley. This week we've been exploring themes from the book Wonder by R.J. Palacio. This novel is this year's pick for the Vermont Humanities Council's statewide reading program, Vermont Reads. August Pullman is facing the daunting prospect of starting fifth grade after being homeschooled, but his challenges are amplified because he looks very different from everyone else. And even talking about being different is hard, as we'll hear in this excerpt from the book in which Augie's friend Summer works up the courage after months of waiting.
Hey, Augie, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, he said, like he knew exactly what I wanted to ask.
I hesitated. I've been wanting to ask him this for a while, but I've always lost the guts to ask.
What? He said. Do you want to know what's wrong with my face?
Yeah, I guess, if it's okay for me to ask.
He shrugged. I was so relieved that he didn't seem mad or sad.
Yeah, it's not a big deal, he said casually. The main thing I have is this thing called mandibulofacial dysostosis, which took me forever to learn how to pronounce, by the way. But I also have this other syndrome thing that I can't even pronounce, and these things kind of just morph together into one big super thing, which is so rare they don't even have a name for it. I mean, I don't want to brag or anything, but I'm actually considered something of a medical wonder, you know?
Being close to someone who looks different presents its own challenges. Camel's Hump Middle School student Amelia Sanborn wrote this essay for the Young Writers Project about what it's like to live in a family like the one in Wonder.
I am a real-life Via. My sister Olivia was born with a craniofacial syndrome similar to Augie's in Wonder. Just like Augie, my sister also has hearing aids. Many of the challenges Augie faces, she also faces. The main challenge is people not knowing the difference between tolerance and acceptance. I've seen the difference between when someone is at our house having a playdate with her and at school. At the playdate, they're kind of forced to be nice. They tolerate her, but they don't act like they want to be her friend. She does have some friends that do accept her, though, but it doesn't feel good to see people that only care when an adult is around, just like Julian in Wonder. Acceptance can be a hard thing. Even as a sister of someone with differences, I sometimes get caught staring at other people who look different, because I'm curious. That's like what happened with Augie in Summer. She was curious, but she got to know and accept him. Everybody has differences. Yes, you are different, just in your own way. You have your strengths, but you also have your weaknesses. It's the same with people who look or act different. Summer does a good job of accepting Augie. She sits with him at lunch, she talks to him, she plays with him at recess, and she even did the science fair with him. Also in Wonder, Jack Will does a good job of showing that it can be hard to include someone, and it's really easy to give in to peer pressure, but what you say can really hurt someone. The world needs more Summers and fewer Julians.
That was Amelia Sanborn with her essay for the Young Writers Project. Amelia's sister Olivia has Pfeiffer syndrome, which causes the sutures of the head to be fused at birth. At just 11 years old, she's had multiple surgeries to help her survive. She also has hearing loss. Olivia Sanborn is now facing a transition to Camel's Hump Middle School.
Well, in elementary school, it was pretty easy because people were nice to me and always there for me. But this year has been sort of rough, but not too rough. Like, I have friends, but not as many as I did in elementary school.
How do you deal with it if a kid is mean to you, says something that you know is meant to hurt?
I would ignore them, or like if they say my eyes look weird or I'm weird, I would say thanks. That means a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
And what's the reaction when you say that?
They just ignore that and just walk away.
That's brilliant, actually. I would not have thought to do that myself, but that's a really smart thing to say.
Can I add in here that this is kind of a new strategy?
Laurel Sanborn is Olivia's mom.
When Olivia was younger, we would encourage her to say hello to people, and that would often break the ice. They would either say hello or they would turn the other way. And this is just pretty recently that we've been talking about this, that if someone says your eyes look funny, say, I'm glad you noticed my eyes, or something like that, to kind of put it back on them.
Yeah.
Well, Laurel, how is it for you as a mom, knowing that Olivia is going to face some mean kids? How do you prepare her, and how do you deal with it yourself?
When she was little, it was really hard. She hadn't had a lot of the surgeries that make her look, I guess, more you would call typical at this point. And I think, as Olivia described, it's been pretty easy up until this year, because everybody invites everybody to birthday parties, and you kind of, in elementary school, there's just kind of a different mentality about that. But now that she's in middle school, I think it's really hard.
Laurel says they've made connections with other families who have children with Pfeiffer syndrome, and it helps to have a network of people who know what the family has been through, and for Olivia to meet kids like her.
We're grateful that as Olivia grows up, she has the support of others, and also that others who don't, you know, necessarily know what it's about with the book Wonder are starting to really be interested and to get to know Olivia as a person. The one thing that we've always wanted for Olivia is we don't want her to be a victim. We want her to be who she is. And we've treated her just as normal as we do our other daughter. And that's our hope and expectation for everyone.
What do you want people to understand about you, about Olivia?
That I may look a little different, that I'm still a normal person. I'm still like a human.
Sam Drazen also identifies with the book Wonder. He was born with Treacher-Collins syndrome, and describing his own features is like reading about Augie Pullman.
I was born with underdeveloped ears and a small and receded jawline. My eyes are kind of slanting downwards. It's not super obvious at first glance. And so growing up, I've had a series of surgeries to change some of those things.
Drazen agrees with Olivia Sanborn that things get harder when you're in middle school.
I feel like in elementary school, kids see differences, but it doesn't impact their reactions to someone or impact their decisions about how they interact with someone. But going around 6th, 7th grade, I noticed that things started to change with my peer groups, that I had less friends, you know, and that's the age in which kids are more egocentric. It's all about them. They worry more about who they're friends with, how their friends look, what clothes their friends are wearing. So middle and high school was much harder for me.
Drazen says that living in a small town like Bradford, with fewer people he gets to know quickly, actually helps. And as an adult, he doesn't feel as conspicuous as he did when he was young.
As I've grown up, I've become more confident. And I think the more confident that you are, people look past any difference that you might have and just see you because you're coming in with confidence within yourself.
Now, you are a third grade teacher at Bradford Elementary School, and I understand that when you get a new class of students, you wait until at least a week has gone by before telling them about yourself. Why do you take that time before talking to them?
I always wait a few days because I want them to start to build trust with me and understand who I am and get to know me a little bit before I share the news with them. I think it's really important that the more honest we are with kids, the better. In our society today, it seems like we have this don't talk about it kind of philosophy. You know, you see someone who's different than you and your parents just say, don't point, don't talk about it, just keep on walking. And I really believe that kids are naturally curious and they'll respect you more if you're honest with them. So I don't share the information with them for a couple of days because I want them to feel comfortable with me and in my classroom and start to build that classroom community. And then when I do sit them down and talk about it, they're very open to it and respectful, and it never comes up again. And I have heard from other teachers that when my students are out on the playground, if other students come up to them and say, hey, what's wrong with Mr. Drazen's ears or what's in Mr. Drazen's hair, that they kind of are just very blunt about it. Well, that's just the way he was born. And then everyone goes off happy and continues playing.
Drazen has started a nonprofit called Changing Perspectives to talk about how schools deal with disability. And in his case, it's hearing loss. He uses the book Wonder in those discussions.
I've been now to 20 schools and libraries around the state and presented to a little over 1,500 people. And I am blown away every time by some of the precepts that they come up with. They are just so heartfelt and meaningful and deep. And then after they share their precepts, I kind of leave my presentation with my challenge for them is to live their life by that precept, to live their life following that one sentence rule about how you should treat other people.
What is your interpretation of Augie's precept about everyone deserves at least one standing ovation in their lifetime?
My interpretation of that is that everyone deserves a round of applause because we all overcome a challenge. What I think is so remarkable about this book, and one of the reasons that it has spread so quickly, is that everyone can make a connection to it. You know, whether you're born with a facial difference or not, we all have challenges. Some of our challenges are more obvious than others, but instead of kind of reacting in negative ways to people's challenges, how can we react in positive ways to people's challenges?
Sam Drazen is a third grade teacher at the Bradford Elementary School. I want to thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wortlieb.
Vermont Reads Wonder was produced by Betty Smith and Melody Baudette. Our technical engineer was John Billingsley. Special thanks to Liam Kinney and Sophia St. John Lockridge for reading the excerpts. You can find the entire series at vpr.net.